10th Circuit holds single sensitivity. Training can't support hostile environment claim. On May 11, 2026, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals held that a single mandatory racial sensitivity training did not meet the high bar for a hostile work environment claim under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or Section 1981 of the Civil Rights Act of 1866. Quick hits. The 10th Circuit held that a single mandatory racial sensitivity training and its alleged after effects did not meet the high bar for a hostile work environment claim under Title VII or Section 1981. The court found that training materials using terms like white exceptionalism and white fragility were not enough standing alone because the plaintiff could not show they actually changed his job duties or advancement opportunities. A failure to investigate employee complaints about training content did not independently create a hostile environment, but the court signaled it could strengthen a claim where other allegations are more substantial. Summary. In Young v. Colorado Department of Corrections, the 10th Circuit affirmed dismissal of hostile work environment and constructive discharge claims brought by Joshua Young, a white former employee of the Colorado Department of Corrections. Young alleged that a mandatory racial sensitivity training created a discriminatory workplace for white employees. After a prior appeal found a single training session insufficient, Young amended his complaint to add allegations about the training's later effects on his work environment. The court applied the well-established standard that a hostile work environment claim requires discriminatory conduct sufficiently severe or pervasive to alter the conditions of the victim's employment. It found Young's new allegations fell short. 1. His fear of future trainings was speculative. 2. The training did not require him to adopt any particular ideology. 3. A single disciplinary incident involving another officer did not affect Young's own conditions. 4. His hesitation about using force reflected internal doubt, not actual job changes. And 5. The employer's failure to investigate his complaints did not independently establish a hostile environment. Employer takeaways. The court acknowledged that diversity trainings can cross the line into unlawful discrimination, but this case offers a roadmap for staying on the right side of that line. Employers may want to include clear disclaimers that employees need not change personal values. Framing trainings as educational, not ideological, and documenting content changes over time can undercut claims of an ongoing discriminatory program. And while a failure to investigate complaints was not dispositive here, such complaints merit serious attention, particularly where other facts might paint a stronger picture. Ogletree Deacon's Employment Law Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the employment law, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, state developments, Utah, and Wyoming blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn. Instagram. Webinars. Podcasts.